Dead or alive, if you have some questions about the endurance of a beloved but obscure public personality, a couple of websites have the answers you need.
But first, Walt Zwirko joins us to help explain why the computer corner is a bit out of sorts this week. Your desk now looks like mine.
Well, Chris and Debbie, how many of us can truly say we have a tidy work area? That's especially important for computer users who are already bombarded with distractions to begin with. So now, as a public service to the Computer Corner constituency, we have some people solutions from people productivity expert Rebecca Morgan, who suggests we get out the desktop bulldozer.
Very well done. Very well done.
And the first tip, Walt, is to silence your visual noise. And that's really what you're seeing here, is we've silenced the visual noise on this desk. Because every time your mind stops on those things, even for a moment, it zaps some energy. You pause and you think, oh, I need to read that, or oh, I need to do something with that. So really looking at silencing that visual noise that's around you.
Ms. Morgan, who has shared her secrets with 60 Minutes and Oprah, says the solutions to desk clutter involve both common sense and technology.
And that could be as simple as getting rid of the paper piles, to those empty cups you've been meaning to take back to the kitchen, or having some new tools like this wireless optical mouse that I use, because it not only gets rid of the wire, but it gets rid of the mouse pad.
Ms. Morgan also suggests that you don't check your email constantly. Rather, take a look at it several times a day so you can have longer periods of time to focus on doing other more productive work. Well, we're always sad to learn when a popular actor or musician passes away, but admit it, aren't you sometimes surprised to find out that a personality you thought was long dead is still with us? Well, that's the genesis of a very interesting website with a descriptive address. Who's alive and who's a dead? Who'sdead.com. Webmaster David Carson of Houston has organized a series of lists which make it easy to get the lowdown on your favorite forgotten performers. Here, for instance, you will learn that time has been kinder to the cast of the 60s monster sitcom The Munsters than to the actors who formed the Addams Family on TV. Who's Alive and Who'sDead.com shows three of the four primary Addams Family characters are, sadly, no longer with us, but only Chief Munster Fred Gwynne is gone from the list of performers on that program. As long as we're feeling a bit ghoulish, let us pay a visit to the Dead People server at dpsinfo.com. Online since 1994, this is an even more comprehensive compendium of well-known dead people, peppered with links to additional information about its subjects, almost 2,500 in all. In the rumors section, the Dead People server is happy to reassure us that Barney Miller regular Abe Vigoda, game show host and Colonel Hogan sidekick Richard Dawson, and Max Headroom star Matt Frewer are all most definitely not dead. The always lively Computer Corner official website is ready for your perusal 24 hours a day. There you'll find our most recent dispatches along with links to more info, on-demand video clips, plus information about our free weekly Computer Corner email newsletter. Point your browser at wfaa.com/corner.
Sure, all those actors are not dead, but are they alive? I'm just kidding.
You know, people who aren't paying attention will see that and they'll think that those people...
What's Galus talking about?
Those people are dead. We just mentioned.
Well, what if you must immediately know whenever a noted personality passes on, like immediately?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that, because you'll want to sign up with CelebrityDeathBeeper.com. Now, this is a website which promises to dispatch an email message to you whenever word of a notable expiration is received. So...
Wow.
They're in your inbox, you'll know.
You just never know where you're going to scare up in Computer Corner, Walt. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.